Happy springtime, Mayor.
Indeed. Beautiful morning.
Yes, indeed. And weather is cooperating so far for all of our outdoor events this week here in Quincy.
Oh, don't jinx us now. So far, so good. You're right.
This being graduation week, I'd ask you just to give an overall comment about your advice to the class of 2026 this year.
Well, I spoke last night at the North Quincy. It's a little over 400, and I think Quincy High tonight will be close to 400. Pretty good size classes. First, I'd like to thank our school system. You know, I call it the Quincy Public School family. Some of these kids start with us in kindergarten. So every staff member, teacher, you name it, traffic supervisors, bus drivers, custodians, security, food service workers, I mean, all of them play a part in what happened last night and what happens tonight. And so we're grateful for that. We got some kids going to some excellent schools, going on to the military, into the trades. It's a great time in their life. I know, looking back at that age, I wish I knew then what I know now, but that's that next chapter. And I always say, look, work hard. There's no substitute for hard work. And somebody says a long time ago that the harder you work, the luckier you are. We need people of virtue, live a virtuous life. And I mentioned the 4th century philosopher Aristotle, who talked about fulfillment, and that really happiness comes out of fulfillment of your life, not those moments of pleasure and so forth. So, we're proud of the kids, and we wish them all the best going forward.
Yeah, I know you'd told them to never forget where they came from, right?
Absolutely, especially being the land of Quincy and Hancock and Adams and the 250th, and they're graduating the 250th. I don't know what it is, Joe. I don't know if it's my age or what, but when we were young, the 200th in 1976 seemed like a much bigger deal than what's going on today with the 250. Maybe that's me. I don't know, but it was a big deal with the graduating classes that year. It's barely a blip this year, you know, different times.
Yeah, I can't explain it either, but I agree. You know, we're from the same era, and it did seem like a big deal then. Maybe
I thought you were older than me.
Maybe a few months. I said era.
All right, fair enough.
And, of course, another huge event this coming Saturday, the 75th Annual City of Quincy Flag Day Parade and Fireworks.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. As you know, there's a lot of work that goes into that event, and I'm grateful for the committee. They all worked very hard on it. But we got, I think we got 8 or 9 quality bands. We got a number of floats. Obviously, the honor guard units, and we invited all the past Richard J. Koch Youth Service Award winners. We have a number of them coming, I think 12 or 14, which would be cool. We've invited, as the Grand Marshal, all the history keepers. Mm. So the National Park Service, the Historical Society, the Adams Presidential Center, the Dorothy Quincy Group, the Albinus Group, the Quarry Museum. So it's kind of cool, tied in with the 250. I also invited the Mayor of Weymouth, Mike Malise, and the Mayor of Braintree, Aaron Joyce, who will both be marching, representing their towns. I mean, in a year like 250, we're all connected in the same lineage of great, great heritage of history. So anyway, all we need is good weather. So it should be a great night. Encourage people to really come out and check things out. And I know that people plan cookouts and parties all around the fireworks, particularly Marymount area, Beechwood Knoll area, but really across the city. Obviously, we just talked about graduation. A lot of the graduation parties are centered around the fireworks. So, good stuff. We're really excited about it.
Yes. New this year, I noticed on the roster, the color guard from the USS Constitution.
Yes, we're thrilled they're going to be joining us. Absolutely. Good. We got a lot of good Coast Guard people from Quincy. In fact, committee member Barry Welch is a Coast Guard guy. So, he was the one that was working hard to bring them here, and he succeeded. So, yeah, we're happy about that. And of course, we've got our own police and fire, honor guards, and contingents. All the youth, of course, the youth groups will be marching, holding that flag, that great symbol of freedom and liberty across the world. I get frustrated sometimes the way people treat the flag, because the flag doesn't belong to one individual. It doesn't belong to one party. It belongs to the American people. It really, in a very beautiful way, kind of symbolizes the history of this country. You know, it wasn't all perfect, but here we are, and certainly in the 250, I'm grateful for where we are today, from the ideas of the 56 original founders.
Yeah, it's again Saturday night, 7 p.m., and we'll have it again live here on QATV as well for folks who'd like to enjoy it from the comfort of their own home.
Absolutely. Brought to you by Joe Catalano, right?
for many years now.
You know it by heart.
Yes, although it's a little different every year, just certainly. So it makes it fun.
Yeah, we try to add a little twist, but the gist of it is very similar. Yeah. And it's a great night. My sister was telling me the other day, a woman grabbed her and wasn't a big fan of mine. My sister says, well, what's the problem? Oh, he's too patriotic. I said, wow, I'll take that.
I hope we could talk a little bit this morning, Mayor, about the plans for a cultural center for the Massachusetts tribe out in Squantum.
Yeah, we've actually been working with the tribe for years, Joe. You know, we talked about the Quincy 400 years ago, before COVID. We reconnected with this group. Rob Meadows, the students down there, Mr. Adams, connected with them about the history of Rob Meadows, and we followed up and talked with them and had some great conversations. And you know, they were looking for a home in Quincy, which was their home for hundreds and hundreds of years before the settlers came. And they're just wonderful, wonderful people. So, you know, the lands that are most sacred to them is the Broad Meadows, is the Squaw Rock area, and the Hummock. Those are really sacred spiritual lands to them. So we've worked out over time, and we started working with Aspire, I think it was before Aspire, before they changed the name, but a number of years ago, and more recently, the last year and a half, with Susan Kolk, the director there. And they don't use nearly the space they used to there, so they're going to go to a different space on Miller Style Road. We're assisting them with that. Then we'll begin the transition to one of the buildings for the tribe's use. And we're trying to work out the legal aspects of it. It's under the jurisdiction of the Park and Recreation Board. So the park, it is parkland. The park board would have the say on the lease. So we're really excited about it. And I think as part of our history, that's part of our history. I mean, you know, not everyone loves every aspect of history, and we learn from history. That there's an interesting fact that the tribe had told me was that Colonel John Quincy, what Quincy is named for, was the head of the militia in the 1600s in Quincy, and he actually defended the local tribe from the invading tribes because Quincy was such a beautiful farm area. The soil was fertile. There were very abundant crops, and, of course, the coastline with all the seafood. So they were invaded from time to time from other tribes to try to steal their food, and Colonel John Quincy and his militia defended them. So it's interesting the history you get just from talking to people, you know, the early history that not necessarily is written down, but it's passed down by generations. And so we're excited about that, and we'll probably hopefully shoot for the fall for some kind of a opening. You know, we did engage a couple of years back I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name, the sculptor. He's from the south, but he's doing a sculpture of Chickatobit at the request of the tribe, which will kind of help tell their history and something for them to point out with great pride. So it's exciting. It really is. Good stuff.
Just a quick clarification about the relocation of the Aspire program. You said Miller Style Road. Is it that or Miller Street?
I think it's Miller Style, but I know they have property at both locations. Right. So I'll double check that one, Joe.
Okay. Yeah. Just unclear about that. As you know, some parents of some of the youngsters served by that program are upset about the relocation. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, every time we make a decision, there's people that aren't necessarily happy with that decision. This has been going on for months. There's a lot of notice given by the Aspire folks. They're consolidating. They're changing their program up as well. So the program is not what it used to be out there, not nearly as robust. Once they went to COVID and they started teaching remotely, it changed the game dramatically. So the numbers aren't what they were at all. They want to consolidate and create some different energy around it. And so, you know, we've been working with them, and you know, as I said, not everyone is happy with decisions we make, but I think they're going to be well served in the new location. It's not like the program's going away.
Has a contract actually been awarded for the cultural center?
A contract? No. What do you mean by
to build the center?
No. They would take over one of the buildings that was formerly used by the early intervention.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yes, so it wouldn't be a construction project. It would be a conversion, really, of one of the buildings.
I see. So, and the statue would be at that location?
Yeah, that's what we've zoned in. They were looking early on at the corner of Quincy Shore Drive and East Bonham Street,
right? Yep.
And which is state land, and they couldn't get any traction with DCR and the state people, so they're a little frustrated. So we talked about why not at the location where your center is going to be. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've identified at this point. So, you know, more to follow.
Okay. Initially, it was the Three Sisters. I guess that was prohibitively expensive. Is that right?
Yeah, the design they had was, it was very, very expensive.
Yeah.
About three times the cost of what the ticket travel will be. So that was their decision. I mean, I couldn't, really find well over $1 million to build a statue that they were looking at for the Three Sisters. I am sure they will honor that tradition in other ways in the cultural center there.
Sure. Very good. Appreciate your time, Mayor, as always.
Thank you, Joe. Enjoy the beautiful day.
Yes, we'll see you at graduations and Flag Day.
Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Right now.
Yep, bye-bye. It's Mayor Thomas Coker, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.